Hey, welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press national writer for that National News Weekly, which you can read at AmericanFreePress.net or call 888-699-NEWS. We run a summer subscription special. It actually probably goes into the fall. And that's 16 weeks, about 4 months of the newspaper for $17.76. That's 16 weeks for $17.76. Call 888-699-NEWS or AmericanFreePress.net. Our next guest today is Dr. Michael Kaufman. I don't happen to have a bio on him right in front of me, but I do know that he is, like our previous guest today, Tom DeWeese, that Mr. Kaufman is very concerned and involved in and knowledgeable about Agenda 21 and how that huge, all-encompassing agenda has so many separate parts that seem like separate issues when in many ways they're not separate issues at all. And he's another among several experts and guests and analysts and journalists and legislators and activists coming up attending the conference, which is going to be in Addison, Texas, outside of Dallas, July 24th through 26th. The contact number is 731-986-0099. That's 731-986-0099. Hey, Tom, are you there? Or, excuse me, Michael, are you there?
I am.
Great. I appreciate you being on the show today. I'm kind of fumbling through my papers here. What angle or what topic are you going to address at this upcoming conference?
Well, I'll be talking about some of the sustainable development issues surrounding smart growth, global warming, that sort of thing, as well as the security and prosperity partnership and what's happening with the European Union and so forth. It's going to be a combination of different things to kind of introduce or kick off the session on Thursday afternoon. I'm sorry, Friday afternoon.
Very good. The global warming issue, let's touch on that. Me and Mr. DeWeese, although we mentioned the environment, we didn't delve into that, having spent a lot of time on the Trans-Texas Corridor. With global warming, I gave a talk once where I talked about how it's such an overblown-sounding concept. In other words, what really matters is while the world may or may not be warming, the key is mankind responsible for whatever the climate is doing. That really is sort of what it boils down to, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have had warming. We don't have warming now. We haven't had for 10 years, and in 2007, the temperature of the Earth actually plummeted by almost 8-tenths of a degree centigrade, which wipes out all the warming in the 20th century. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the future, but right now we are facing a situation where we could be going into a major global cooling period, and I'm not sure how they're going to explain that away, but they'll somehow find a way to blame it on mankind again. Regardless of what happens to the climate, it's always going to be our fault, not natural cycles. I have just put out a DVD that explains where I've interviewed dozens of scientists around the world where the scientific community, the hard science, really does show that it's natural. It is not man-caused. It really puts to rest in people's minds the fact that this is really an agenda to basically enslave us or at least control our economy through all of the Kyoto Protocol or whatever mechanisms they put into place will result in having a very few people at the international level controlling our economy by how much CO2 we emit. Has nothing to do with helping the environment. Absolutely nothing. Even the United Nations indicates that if everything in Kyoto was actually accomplished and we bankrupt the world's economy, we would only gain about 1/600th of a degree temperature.
We'll expound on that point right after these messages. Stay tuned here on When Worlds Collide on RBM. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer. Our guest today is Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has a lot of knowledge and expertise about the global warming issue, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the Kyoto Protocol, European Union, and other issues that will be discussed very vigorously at the upcoming conference near Dallas in Addison, Texas, July 24 through 26. To get information, you can call 731-986-0099 or go to freedom21.org. It is .org, isn't it, Mike?
.org, yes.
Yeah, okay, because I had seen some literature that said .com. Okay, freedom21.org. Lots of good speakers, including Mr. Kaufman, our guest earlier, Tom DeWeese, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, Bob Barr, Libertarian presidential candidate, some very courageous state reps, Sam Rohrer from Pennsylvania, Randy Brogdon, who's against the corridor. He's from Oklahoma. He's saying that the Trans-Texas Corridor will not enter Oklahoma. And we have Terry Hall, a noted activist from the San Antonio Toll Party, who, like myself, when I spend time in Texas, wants no part of the corridor even taking root in Texas, let alone going to Oklahoma. And William F. Jasper, New American writer, and many other notables, Phyllis Schlafly of Legal Eagle Forum. So it's going to be a great conference. Now, on the global warming issue, and you're saying that there's been sort of a cooling lately, isn't it true that if you go back to the Middle Ages, I think a fellow named Arthur Robinson noted this. I think he's a researcher from Oregon. But if you go back to the Middle Ages, long before the Industrial Revolution, that we find the world was hotter then than it is now?
Oh, yes, very definitely. In fact, there's been a number of studies, well over 100 studies, looking at pollen, looking at sedimentation, looking at ice core data, looking at a variety of different surrogate means to determine what the climate was thousands of years ago, that has shown that around 1,000 to 1,200 A.D., it was about a degree and a half to 2 degrees warmer than it is right now. We call it the medieval optimum, where really things were happening. It was when the Roman Republic was moving along. I'm sorry, I'm out of date here. It's when the Renaissance was occurring, when many things were happening in Europe. It was a time of prosperity. And then we started to slip into a much cooler period that peaked out at about 1700 A.D., where it was about a degree and a half to 2 degrees colder than it is right now. In other words, it had gone down 3 to 4 degrees. And that's when the Vikings were pushed out of Greenland because the ice caps were expanding and covering what they used to have as cropland. And where the Thames River in England, London, England, flows over every year and they had ice parties. It was a time when they had major disease outbreaks. The plague and so forth in Europe, where they had starvation because the growing season was so short they couldn't grow their crops. It was a horrible time for mankind. And this kind of thing, and we've been recovering from the little ice age ever since. So the fact that it's been warming the last couple hundred years shouldn't surprise anyone, because we're coming out of what we call a little ice age. It wasn't really truly an ice age, but it was a very cold period for mankind. And right now, we are enjoying a time of prosperity as far as temperature and carbon dioxide and so forth that is concerned that we've ever seen. And if we go back during this interglacial period for the last 11,000 years, what you will find is that there were four major periods during that 11,000-year period where it was much, much warmer than it is right now, in the orders of several degrees, 3 to 4 degrees warmer than it is right now. There was 24 times in that 11,000-year period in which it was warmer than it was like right now, like it was during the medieval optimum of 1200 A.D. So this is nothing new. We're still well within the range of normal climate cycles, long before, as you indicated, any industrial revolution begin to put carbon dioxide, increase levels of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
And yet you see movies, of course, and certainly Newsweek and Time and other major large circulation corporatocracy publications are very good at scare stories, dramatic pictures of one polar bear on another piece of ice watching a different polar bear float away on a separate piece of ice, and the ice is breaking up, the sky is falling, you know, we're all going to drown, or we're all going to fry like an egg in a frying pan. I even showed, when I gave a speech out in California a year ago, March, I showed a cover of USA Today where the entire earth was shown in a skillet like it was on a gas stove.
Yes.
It's amazing. And it's all meant to affect the emotions. It has really no intellectual content to speak of at all. Are we still seeing lots of this now, this propaganda?
We are seeing it really accelerate right now, because there's every evidence, there's solid evidence that the sun is what's causing the warming and the cooling of the earth, not carbon dioxide. In fact, there's zero evidence, hard scientific evidence, that carbon dioxide has anything to do with climate cycles as we are experiencing them right now. You'll be amazed if you're in the listening audience. There is no scientific evidence. It is truly a hoax of gargantuan proportions. And it's the sun that seems to be driving it. And the sun has gone into a quiet period now. The very same thing that happened in 1700 when we had the little ice age. Now, I'm not predicting another little ice age. What I'm saying is that the cooling, and when you see the cooling, it actually drops straight down in 2007 by 7/10 to 8/10 of a degree. It is like falling off a cliff. The earth drops, the temperature drops so fast that is like falling off a cliff, and we are experiencing that with a heavy tornadoes, a lot of tornadoes this summer, or spring, I should say, all kinds of weird weather because it's now colder. And the colder the weather is, or the colder the temperature is, the more extreme climate events you're going to have as far as storms and so forth are concerned. And it follows really naturally that you'll have more severe thunderstorms, you'll have more tornadoes and so forth, because all of this frontal activity, the storms, require a warm, moist air mass with a cold air mass, dry air mass, colliding. And you don't get that when you have global warming. You get it when you have global cooling.
Interesting. You know, and a lot of people think just the opposite, that these things come from the warming and not the cooling. You know, it's really strange that more scientists like yourself, I believe Fred Singer is another, I mentioned Mr. Robinson, they're not the household names that your more, you might say, court scientists are, the ones that get all the research funding from the government, that all have their kind of Al Gore-style views. But isn't the body of scientists much larger who are much closer to your point of view than those who are in Al Gore's camp?
Yes, and this is one of the things that Arthur Robinson really has done a yeoman's job of. It's being ignored by the press, but nonetheless, 32,000 scientists have now signed a petition saying that there is no evidence, scientific evidence, that man is causing global warming. There isn't any. 32,000 scientists, 9,000 of which are PhDs. This is a very telling thing when you have the so-called 2,500 scientists that are working with the IPCC, the United Nations Intergovernmental Climate on Program on Climate Change, that supposedly have a consensus that man is causing it. Well, they did an analysis last year after the 2007 report came out from the IPCC, and what they found was that of those 2,500, only about 60 of them or so actually worked on the report, and of that 60, only 4 actually endorsed the report in some way or another. I mean, it is so ludicrous, and this is not hard information to come by, and yet the press continues just to go down this mantra that man is causing global warming and ignores any evidence to the contrary. I helped co-sponsor an event in March of this year where 500 people came from all over the world talking about the very issues that we're talking about right now. And you would think of the media, it did not even exist. These were some of the leading climatologists of the world and leading scientists in their respective areas of the world that were attending. And it was totally blanked out by the media.
And when and where did that take place again?
It happened in New York City in March, and we're trying to plan another one for next year as well.
New York City in March of this year?
Yeah, this year, 2008.
What was it called?
It was the International Conference on Climate Change.
International Conference on Climate Change takes place in March of this year in New York City. We have well over 30,000 scientists, many of them with PhDs, saying that this global warming thing is a hoax, ladies and gentlemen, and yet a mere handful of pro-mankind is the culprit, global warming people, getting all the press and all the legitimacy. That I had even heard that it was 16 or 17,000 who...
Well, actually it was. That was the survey that was taken in 2001. He just took it again in 2008, and this is what the numbers were. It had almost doubled the number of scientists that were now claiming that man is not responsible.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that the old number of around 17,000 had virtually doubled, and so that's even more telling. You know, you can't just write all these people off like Bill Maher of that the late-night so-called commentator who will hear nothing. He won't even entertain the mere notion that global warming could be a hoax in terms of mankind causing it, even if it does exist. And it's strange how badly the people want this to be true. It's like they desire it to be true, and they'll listen to no facts to the contrary. Why do they want this to be true so badly?
Well, I don't think the majority of people do, but I think that there are a certain segment, maybe 25% of the population or something like that, that have this belief that man is somehow evil and therefore this must be happening, and it's just proof of what they believe in personally, and they're not going to entertain any other ideas. If we survive the next 30 or 40 years, if they don't totally destroy our civilization in the process by that time, historians are going to look back and sociologists are going to look back at this period and just shake their heads in awe and wonder as to how such a social phenomenon could happen. Now, it's not by accident, understand. There's billions of dollars being spent to do it.
We'll be right back after these messages here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We now return to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We appreciate everyone for listening. We've got another little over a half hour to go today. We're getting near the bottom of the hour. We're going to go through a short segment before a few more messages. Mr. Kaufman, can you stay on until past 1:30, or do you have to go?
No, I'll stay on until 1:45.
Okay, very good. Well, we actually take a break at about 1:48. We'll play it by ear.
Okay, that's fine. We have
a caller. While you're still on, I want to go to the phones. We have Kevin from Minnesota. Are you there, Kevin?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A very interesting show.
Thanks.
I am a Native American of Anishinaabe descent, and that's the Native Americans of the upper northern along the Canadian border. We existed from the East Coast all the way up to the Great Lakes and beyond, as far as the area where my ancestors lived. And I find it really ironic, you know, with this whole, you know, one moment it's El Nino, El Pino, and then global warming, global cooling, and now it's called climate change. And ironically, they say that it's all of these cows and their flatulence and stuff. But if you remember that the North American bison was in the millions and millions when they were roaming across the plains, too, so I'm sure they were farting just the same as these cows were. But one of the things I wanted to bring up is from some of our ancestral teachings, we have talked about the longest day and the longest night, and I don't know if either one of you are familiar with the progression of the equinox or the progression that the sun goes through in its cycle of going from the southern hemisphere up to the northern hemisphere.
I know a little bit about it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I'm familiar with that a little bit. I know some basic astronomy, but go on.
Well, if you look at the path of how the sun is in the lowest southern hemisphere, it goes across the Tropic of Capricorn,
right.
And then in the equinoxes, it goes across the equator, and then in the summer, in our summer solstice, which we just went through right now, is when the sun is in the highest hemisphere of the northern hemisphere along the Tropic of Cancer. Well, our ancestral powwow grounds have been built in regards to the sun. And I mean this, we have four if you think of it as a circle, we have four doorways, which is north, south, east, and west. And the rising sun would rise in the eastern doorway, and then the setting sun would set within the eastern doorway. Are you following me so far?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
On summer solstice.
Right. It's kind of based up, and it's built in regards to the sun, and it kind of, we don't worship the sun, but we give homage to the sun, and we understand that without the sun, we would be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
But the one thing that we were told is that periodically, and you guys were talking about cycles and stuff, that the Earth goes through a cycle in itself, and that right now we are at a 23-degree, well, allegedly at a 23-degree tilt that the Earth goes. Now, there's a cycle that the Earth goes through where it's a magnetic polar shift.
Yeah.
Now, they say that there's a book out there, it's called Path of the Poles, and I apologize, I can't remember the author's name right now, and they've done all of this sedimentary where they looked at the magnetic poles of rocks in the layers of the rocks, and they've noticed that periodically, every thousands plus years, that we go through a magnetic polar shift where the poles kind of flip-flop. And our ancestors, my Native American ancestors, have passed this on, that every so many thousands of years that the Earth goes through a climactic polar shift. Now, why do they never talk about this when it comes to weather changes? Because the one thing we can't argue with is that we're having some major weather changes that are occurring. Now, if the Earth actually tilts off back and forth from its 23-degree tilt or its wobble that it's on, why is this the one thing that scientists never discuss?
Well, because it's not politically correct, because it starts to throw doubt on the idea that man is responsible for all these things. See, the true point of all of what we're seeing here with global warming is not about science or about protecting the Earth. It's about about controlling people. It's about controlling our economy. And as the last hour you heard with Tom DeWeese, there are many, many different aspects to this agenda that are coming into our educational system, that's coming into our scientific areas and biodiversity and all the rest, which is I'm also expert in. And one of them is climate change. All of these things either control property rights, control our education, control our legal system, or control our economy. And it's climate change, this whole issue of climate change, that they want to get all these international rules into place that controls our economy.
Hey, gentlemen, we have messages coming up. I encourage the caller to stick around until after the messages. We'll be right back here on When Worlds Collide, and we have a little more time with Michael Kaufman. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
You're are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on RBN. We've got a few more minutes with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We're talking about the upcoming conference in Addison, Texas, near Dallas, the Freedom 21 Conference, which is a direct answer to the UN Agenda 21, which is really so totalitarian. That's one of those tricky words in its content and in its intent. That conference will go July 24th through 26th in Addison at the Crown Plaza Hotel. It's a big hotel, only one hotel of that name in that town. And you can call to sign up for that. And that number is 731-986-0099. That's 731-986-0099. Or go to freedom21.org online. That's freedom21.org. Is our caller still with us, Kevin?
Yes.
Great. I appreciate you hanging on. Very interesting what you're sharing with us. Anything more you'd like to add while Michael is still with us?
Well, the last thing I'd like to add is, from a Native American perspective, that I do believe that we as humans have made some pretty ignorant decisions, and we have caused some major devastation to what the Native Americans call our Mother Earth, and that's just... I guess that's the progression of our de-evolution, that we don't take into consideration what we're doing or leaving behind for our children. And I'm talking about landfill and deforestation and just, you know, polluting our waters and stuff like that. But we've always been told that Mother Earth will take care of herself. And just as every now and then when we get a virus in our system, that we use some antibiotics, and I'm sure at some point Mother Earth will use her own antibiotics against us, because I guess we're kind of like a virus on this Earth, too. And, you know, maybe if collectively in a consciousness we were able to make more of a positive impact on our Earth, because I don't think we're causing the whole global warming and all that stuff, but I do believe we are causing devastation, and maybe if people would take a look at what their impact is, then it may help us out in the long run. But thank you, very interesting show, and have a great afternoon.
Thanks. Spread the word about the conference. Thanks. Anything you want to say there, Mike?
Yeah, he makes an interesting observation, one that we often overlook because we are fighting this agenda so much tooth and nail, that we fail sometimes to mention the fact that we have done damage, and we do need to have a strong stewardship ethic in how we do things. The fact that, the Cuyahoga River burned, was so polluted that it burned in the 1970s, is evidence of this. And there are many things else that we have done in the past that we shouldn't be very proud of. And we do need to have good stewardship. But the global agenda at this particular point, they've taken a small grain of truth that we really do need to address, as our last caller just indicated, and blown that up into a major catastrophe around the world that only they can solve, and they can only solve it by controlling our activities, your and my activities.
Right. I mean, you can have a real problem and a bad solution, and the cure is worse than the disease. We've all heard that expression.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe there's a lot of truth to that, that the cure would be worse than the disease, because no one can manage one's own land like oneself. Independence is important, to be able to grow your own food if you don't like tainted tomatoes, to be able to trim your own trees rather than turning your land over to some conservancy so that conservancy can keep the land off the tax rolls in some sort of trust like the Nature Conservancy, and thereby drive everyone else's taxes up because they're keeping productive land off the tax rolls. A lot of people don't think about these land trusts and what they do, but isn't that how they work?
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest problems that a lot of counties and communities face in this country, is that a big land trust comes in and buys up a big chunk of their county, and all of a sudden everybody else's taxes double.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real serious problem.
Right, and higher taxes along with higher fuel prices and more personal poverty, more personal debt, the housing crisis, the mortgage foreclosures, these things have sort of indirect environmental consequences too. In other words, the economic ruin that global control could bring could very well make the environment worse and not better in so many smaller ways as well as larger ways, beyond the scope of what we have time to discuss today.
I'll give you a good example of that that's happening already, Mark. We're experiencing $4 plus a gallon gasoline. Diesel fuel is now pushing $5, home heating oil. And I live in a part of country up in Maine which almost everybody uses home heating oil. We're facing next year, this coming winter, $5,000 to $8,000 heating bills for this winter. And that's forcing everybody to try to look for some alternative ways of heating. And really the one that we have the most of is firewood. So all of a sudden, firewood is in heavy demand. Our trees are being cut. And this is what's happened in a lot of the third world nations already, is that they've deforested their landscape just because they need the firewood to make their evening meals and so forth. It is when you start messing around with our economy like they're messing around with it, all kinds of unintended consequences can occur. And the fact that we're having these high fuel oil prices and high gasoline prices is contrived. Congress is the one that did it. Certain speculators have driven up the price right now, but it's because we have limited supplies caused by Congress in passing all these regulations and so forth that we can't drill offshore, we can't drill in Anwar, we can't build new refineries and so forth. It's all political. Every bit of it is political.
Yeah, it's very interesting. My understanding is the north slope of Alaska, north of the Brooks Mountains, not just the Prudhoe Bay, but the larger Gull Island area off the coast, that there's a lot of high-quality crude oil there that largely just stays underground.
Yes.
And other places, too. We've heard of the Bakken Formation. I've written about that a little bit. Now, there's lots of oil out there. Some of it's shale oil, but it's right under our soil, and it's just kept underground.
Well, I did an analysis of this a couple of years ago, and with the shale oil and the other offshore oil and so forth, we have enough oil in the United States to supply our needs at current uses for 250 years. I mean, it's not like we're running out of oil.
Yeah, I've heard 200 years, but it's another 50 years wouldn't surprise me in the least. And, you know, there's also the question of, you know, strange this may sound to some, there's also the question of how old the Earth is. Creationists, Christians, believe the Earth is much younger than we're told. Therefore, oil must be self-sustaining. In other words, it's not a finite resource that it replenishes itself. And I know there's some at least tentative evidence that oil, in fact, may not be such a finite thing, that it may, in fact, be somewhat replenishing. Would you care to comment on that? Or?
Yes, it is. In fact, it's almost an accepted fact now that the concept of fossil fuels is a misnomer. It's probably not caused by fossils. It's not caused by dead dinosaurs and dead vegetation. It's caused by a situation with the super hot core of the Earth, methane and a variety of other gases and so forth, coalescing in oil that eventually or gradually percolates towards the soil surface or towards the surface of the Earth. And many of the oil fields that were declared depleted 40 and 50 years ago are now filling back up again because of this. Now, also, depletion 40 years ago would be a heyday today because of advanced technology that can extract that oil. We have plenty of oil in this country.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. It even gets into, kind of knocks on the door of Darwinism, you know, is the Earth so old? Did we really evolve the way we were told? If we were created in some, you know, supernatural or godly manner, and the Earth is much younger, and here we even have some evidence that oil is not a finite resource, it changes the whole paradigm. But anyway, I know we only have a couple more minutes with you. We're getting very close. Any final comments about the upcoming conference?
Well, I think it's going to be a dynamite conference. We're going to be covering a wide variety of subjects in it, from the SPP to the North American Union to biological diversity to politics in Washington to all kind of education, the gun issue, Amendment 2. All of these issues are going to be discussed because they're all part of this overall global agenda to control every aspect of our lives. These are well-known speakers. It should be a really good conference.
Yeah, and that's July 24th through 26th in Addison, Texas, just outside of Dallas at the Crown Plaza Hotel. And there's going to be Mr. Kaufman, who's on here today right now, will be there. And Tom DeWeese, who was on the first guest today on this show, will be there. The phone number is 731-986-0099 to get more information about and to arrange to attend the conference. That's 731-986-0099. 0099, or go to freedom21.org. That's freedom21.org. You can also contact me, Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer, at my email. That's truthhound2@yahoo.com, truthhound, the numeral 2@yahoo.com, truthhound2@yahoo.com. Or you can go through americanfreepress.net to get a hold of me, because the newspaper's phone number is there. That's AmericanFreePress.net. We have subscription specials like $17.76 for 16 weeks and things of that nature. Dr. Kaufman, I want to thank you for being on the show. I know you got to go, but we look forward to seeing you in Addison.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be with you, Mark.
Thanks for being on. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Okay, we got a few more minutes till the break. I'll go solo the rest of the show. I'll sort of summarize what we've heard today, ladies and gentlemen. We've heard from Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center in the beginning of the show, the first hour, that Agenda 21 essentially consists of three legs. Agenda 21 being sort of the global governance agenda of the United Nations and its affiliated organizations. And that Agenda 21, in turn, consists of ecological integrity, economic prosperity, and social equity. And within each of these major spheres are many sub-issues. Mr. DeWeese says that the ecological integrity part is sort of the excuse for the others because we have this sort of pantheistic or almost pagan worldview wound into this thing that man is not predominant over nature, as Christianity says, where man is the pinnacle of creation, but man is merely a part of creation and has no special place. And I would argue that also means he has no special responsibility. And the social equity part, we've heard, includes gun control, how we raise our kids, our foods, our medicines, and that in turn includes the part, the codex, that proposed UN-related law where nutritional supplements and alternative medications would be regulated just like the unhealthy things were given via our doctors and pharmacies, and therefore the cost of these alternative meds and nutritional supplements would skyrocket. Even vitamins would be included. You'd need a prescription, perhaps, to even get vitamin C, if you can imagine such an absurdity. And these are the three legs of Agenda 21 that today's first guest, Tom DeWeese, will discuss in much more detail at this upcoming conference. And after the next break, I'll give more contact information about this conference coming up in Dallas. And then our next guest today, Michael Kaufman, kind of did a segue along the global warming route, largely focusing on that. We talked a little bit about oil. If you're just tuning in, I'm summarizing this. Global warming, Mr. Kaufman asserts, is really not so much or at all the cause or the result, rather, of mankind's activities, but really is largely due to natural climate cycles that are fueled by the sun and other matters. And he also went on to say that 32,000 scientists who also went to a conference this past March in New York but were ignored by the media, these 32,000 scientists do not agree that mankind's industrial activities and recreational activities, the internal combustion engine, things of these nature, they do not agree that these are the primary or even at all the cause of so-called global warming. And there's a mere handful of scientists who take sort of the Al Gore outlook that shout that the sky is falling and unless we mend our ways right now, we'll see the earth in a skillet, like I emphasized when I gave a talk last year in California, holding up the front page of USA Today at that time. So we have so many issues that are going to be discussed at this upcoming conference. I've talked with Merritt Lamb, whose father is Henry Lamb, who's well-known in this same Freedom 21 movement to counter the Agenda 21 crowd. And Merritt Lamb has given me a lot of good guidance on getting involved in this to cover this for American Free Press. So AFP, my newspaper that I work for, will give lots of coverage to this in the aftermath. There'll probably be some video news segments posted on our website. I'll be interviewing different individuals about their areas of expertise, and it promises to be a good conference. I would also note that the upcoming conference near Dallas will include David and Linda Stahl, who are really prominent leaders of Corridor Watch, at the forefront of fighting the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is just another name for the network that we could collectively call the NAFTA Superhighway. I call it SHAFTA, since NAFTA has really given the Americans a shaft in a very big and very uncomfortable way. And, David and Linda Stahl of Corridor Watch will be there, and many others, including Jerome Corsi, a well-known author on the North American Union issues. And so it promises to be great. I can't wait to attend myself to kind of fill in the gaps of how this is going to be. And you can watch on AmericanFreePress.net. And in our print version for news about this upcoming conference and the immediate aftermath. And that summarizes what we've heard today. Certainly, it brings to mind the self-sufficiency movement that has sort of been sort of in the background in America over many years. I think what we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, is sort of a parallel movement, in my estimation, of people becoming more self-sufficient, people getting off the grid, sometimes for environmental concerns that may or may not be accurate, but certainly for concerns about not being dependent on the powers that be for their food and sustenance, for not being dependent on the powers that be for their electrical power, for not being dependent on the powers that be for many other goods and services. I think we're going to see lots of people going back to the land, growing their own crops. They don't want tainted tomatoes, where the news media acts like they don't know how it happened, but we know darn well that it very most likely is from unsanitary conditions in Mexico and other nations, from whom we get produce that we really largely don't need. We can grow things ourselves in this country to a much greater degree. And I think that we're going to see this whole self-sufficiency movement make a very big leap forward. And I believe we have just a few more minutes, but we'll see how that goes. And I look forward to keeping an eye on those issues for American Free Press readers to kind of see how these things play out.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about $1 a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Okay, we now conclude today's broadcast live of When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's been a very engaging show today with Tom DeWeese and Michael Kaufman talking about the upcoming conference, Freedom 21, as a hard, firm, factual answer to the subversive and all-encompassing Agenda 21 from our good friends at the United Nations who got their land from our buddies in the Rockefeller family. Thanks, guys. Anyway, the number to call to learn more about this conference coming up July 24th through 26th in Addison, Texas, near Dallas. The number to call to learn more about it and to sign up to go yourself, it's open to the general public, is 731-986-0099. That's 731-986-0099. Or go to freedom21.org. That's freedom21.org. One more time on that phone number, 731-986-0099. I'll make a footnote. In the wake of last week's live show with the attorney Hugh Buck Davis, as he's known, Hugh Davis, talking about the Reverend Ed Pinckney, the black preacher from Benton Harbor, Michigan, here in Bering County, who was essentially sent to prison for writing an article in a Chicago newspaper about a judge. A article about Mr. Pinckney is expected to come out in American Free Press in next week's paper or no later than the week after. Look for that at AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net. Or call 888-699-NEWS. Or you can call the paper at 202-544-5977. That's 202-544-5977 to get some sample editions, including the one that's about to come out. And our subscription drive continues at 16 weeks of the newspaper. That's about 4 months for 1776. That's 16 weeks of American Free Press, the weekly national newspaper based in D.C., for $17.76. It's a great sample subscription to get a good view of one of the leading papers, if not the leading paper, in the genuine independent media movement. So I want to thank everyone for listening today, and I hope that everyone that's interested in these issues that we spoke of today will consider going to this conference near Dallas. Once again, lastly, that's July 24th through 26th in Addison, near Dallas, at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 731-986-0099. That's 731-986-0099. Or go to freedom21.org online and learn more about it, and please consider attending. We have just another minute to go or so. And as I've noted, the guests will include at this conference Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, our guests today, Tom DeWeese and Michael Kaufman, who are on the show today. And it'll include the Real ID Act, Sam Rohrer, a gutsy legislator from Pennsylvania on the front lines of fighting the Real ID Act at the state level there in the state of Pennsylvania. Terry Hall from this radio station's home state of Texas, of the San Antonio Toll Party, and of TURF, another group down there, very good in fighting the Trans-Texas Corridor. Bill Jasper, the New American, Phyllis Schlafly, David Lindestahl of Corridor Watch, and Dr. Jerome Corsi, the noted author. And so it promises to be a great three-day conference, and I thought our Texas listeners should certainly know about this show, or this conference, rather, and it should be a good one. And I want to thank everyone for listening today here on One World Collide. Next week, we'll be in the immediate aftermath of the conference, so we'll be talking more about what was said. And until next time, I'm Mark Anderson of American Free Press, and we'll see you next time here on the radio on When Worlds Collide. Have a great day. Gold has been.